Sick birds are occasionally reported in backyards across Georgia. A common denominator in these incidents is feeders and feeding areas that are not cleaned regularly. Birds are at risk from a variety of diseases that can flourish when birds flock to neglected feeders. Wildlife biologist Todd Schneider of the Georgia Department of Natural Resources said the public can help by cleaning their feeders regularly. A hygienic bird feeder can reduce the risk tremendously. Conditions in and around feeders help spur sicknesses ranging from conjunctivitis to avian pox. Bacterial diseases are transmitted orally and through the accumulation of fecal matter beneath feeders. Birds infected with salmonellosis, the disease caused by the bacteria Salmonella, often act lethargic and are easily approached, although other infected birds may show no symptoms. Birds with conjunctivitis have crusty-looking eyes, may lose their sight and often remain perched on feeders even when approached. Fungal issues such as aspergillosis, which can cause respiratory distress in birds, are often the result of a buildup of wet and moldy seed holes beneath feeders. Avian pox causes wart-like lesions on a bird's face, legs or feet. More severe cases can cause lesions in their throat, compromising their ability to breathe and eat and sometimes leading to secondary infections. Avian pox can be transmitted from bird to bird by mosquitoes, as well as between sick and healthy birds at feeders. "We see a lot of issues involving Salmonella," said Schneider, an ornithologist with DNR's Wildlife Conservation Section. "Salmonellosis and aspergillosis are not unusual among feeder birds. What you can do? Where bird feeders, feedings areas and even bird baths are concerned, these and other debilitating illnesses can often be prevented with proper, routine hygiene. Schneider recommends the following. Clean feeders weekly using a 10% bleach solution, 1 part bleach to 9 parts water, and rinse them thoroughly. After washing, let the feeders dry completely. Always wear protective gloves while cleaning feeders, feeding areas and bird baths, and wash carefully afterward. Rake up bird seed, hulls and fecal matter beneath feeders 2 or more times a week. Wear a mask to avoid inhaling fungal spores stirred up by raking. If you have multiple feeders, space them out to help limit gatherings of birds. Move feeders regularly. A move even 20 feet away lowers the risk of disease transmission. Empty and clean bird baths every 2 days when bird visitation is heavy. This also discourages breeding mosquitoes from using the bath water. What to do if you or neighbors see sick birds at your feeders? Schneider said you can help prevent the spread of disease by taking down the feeders for a week, which will encourage birds to disperse. Noting that, not all bird feeders are equal, he also offered a few suggestions about feeder designs. Plastic and glass feeders are significantly more sanitary and easier to clean than wood feeders, which can absorb moisture, he said. Schneider stressed the importance, too, of reporting widespread disease to DNR. A single dead bird isn't a cause for alarm, but 4 or more dead birds in a short amount of time could signal a problem and should be reported to DNR's Wildlife Conservation Section. Report incidents to Todd Schneider at todd.schneider@dnr.gov. Do not handle dead birds with bare hands. For more on bird diseases, visit https://feederwatch.org/learn/sick-birds-and-bird-diseases. About bird flu. Cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in poultry and other domestic birds as well as in some wild birds throughout the U.S. and Canada have raised concern about possible impacts on songbirds. However, research suggests that avian flu is unlikely to become widespread in songbirds except for scavenging species such as crows and possibly in areas where the risk of transmission is higher, such as near infected poultry facilities or gatherings of infected waterfowl. Help conserve wildlife. DNR's Wildlife Conservation Section works to conserve songbirds and other wildlife not legally fished for or hunted, as well as rare plants and natural habitats. The agency does this largely through public support from fundraisers, grants, and contributions. Key fundraisers include sales of the eagle and monarch butterfly license plates, as well as annual renewals of these and the ruby-throated hummingbird tags. These plates cost only $25 more than a standard plate to buy or renew. Up to $20 of that fee goes to help wildlife. Supporters also can donate online at https://www.gooutdoorgeorgia.com. Click Licenses and Permits and log in. New customers will need to create an account. Learn more at https://georgiawildlife.com/donations. Visit https://georgiawildlife.com/conservation/annual report to see how your support is put to work.